This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by one of our favorite guests, Holly Buckley. Holly chairs the Healthcare and Life Sciences Group at McGuire Woods. She's a partner there. But more than that, she's also a leader in the private equity industry and spends 89% of her work working with private equity funds in their sponsored portfolio companies. She's going to talk today about as a service provider in private equity, how has strategy changed the pandemic? How have things changed over the last couple years? And just some thoughts there, and then about priorities and what she's excited about and focused on now, and a little bit more. Holly, can you take a moment? Tell us how the strategy of working with private equity funds has evolved over the last couple of years.
Sure. And I think everything had pretty much been business as usual for the last couple of years until COVID hit. And then we obviously hit the various phases of panic, evaluation, survival, and adaptation, and so forth over kind of the initial phases. But then I think over the last 12 months or so, I think the focus has really just been on how do we stay very connected and efficient and effective while being remote. And I think it's changed the nature of both existing client relationships as well as business development in a very interesting way, in that everything that used to be, you know, get on a plane, meet with people, sit down, go out to eat, really connect in person, has moved to a remote format, which has definitely had pros and cons to it. But I think in general, the strategy has still been the same, which is give great customer service, stay close to people, keep communicating, and ensure that you're the first port of call if any issues arise.
It's so interesting, as you mentioned this issue of being the first point of call. You want to be so present in the mind and so intimate with the client that you're the first point of call. That's not very different than how private equity funds feel about private companies they've been courting for years, that when that private company is really just ready for, you know, an investment to take in an outside investor, you know, particularly in a non-process, they want to be that first call, first chance to have a chance to preempt the financing and so forth and jump in. And it's really that closeness. And that doesn't really change in the pandemic. I mean, it changes a little bit to being more virtual than in person, but it's the same concept of saying so intimate and connected to your sponsored companies, or in this case, to the private equity funds that you visit with. I mean, it's really similar concepts, isn't it?
It's very similar. And I think it's interesting. I think in some ways the pandemic played better for certain people than others, in that for the people who just love the face-to-face stuff and love to travel, I think it's been very hard, both on the fund side and on the legal side. I think for other people who like to travel less, it was kind of a great equalizing moment where those people could say, hey, I can now compete much more effectively with my colleagues who are on planes every day and every week, because I can do all this remotely and via Zoom and get creative and do everything from the comfort of their home offices. And so, but I do think it's exactly the same in terms of professional service type work and relationship work, where you've just got to be close to the people that you need to be close with, and not let the pandemic create a distance that doesn't need to be there.
Let me ask you a different question. When you look at this year, it's obviously been a crazily busy time for private equity funds investing. After, you know, slow last summer, it has been insane with all service providers. We hear the same thing from the RSMs, the BDOs of the world. That's just a very busy time. There's something with investment bankers. What is your sense of when you look at that, is the priority getting more clients, serving those clients better, you know, being a little bit closer to clients? What are the big priorities in the position that you have in sort of heading up a major group that serves private equity funds?
I mean, to me, the first priority is always servicing and staying close with your existing client base. I think it's fundamental for survival and as well as for just kind of ongoing success to ensure that your current base is happy and satisfied and well served. But just personally, it's so much more satisfying and easy in a way to continue to work with the same clients than always hunting for new ones. You can't, though, close the door on new relationships and building those as well, because I think there's a cycle to everything. But I would say that building new business needs to be always secondary to servicing and making sure you're really doing right by your long-term client base.
So really, the first priority becomes always taking care of the current clients, because that's what keeps the lights on in law firms, professional service organizations, and so forth. And if you're in a business where it's so much one-off business, you better get paid very well for it, because it's a brutal way to do business. So really, the first goal is to really take care of your current clients well.
100%. I mean, it's good for business and it's good for sanity just to be able to work with the same folks over and over again. You get to know them, you become integral to their teams, and you can be much more effective, and it's a much more enjoyable relationship working with those existing clients almost all of the time. But then you always need to be looking at what else is out there and where can we grow in a manner that's really leveraging off what we're good at and what's our core business.
Fantastic. And you look at this year, crazily busy. What do you sense of, what are you most excited about this year? What do you look at this year and say, this is what gets me going, this is what's really exciting?
I'm actually somewhat excited about getting back face-to-face with people. I'm excited to travel a little, to have some face-to-face meetings, sit down with some people and actually interact and get out of my home office. I think it's on a personal level. I think that will be its time, and that will be almost a relief and something to enjoy. I think from more of a deal perspective, I'm excited at some of the big sell side deals that are coming down the pike. I think we're seeing this year some big exits anticipated. And I think it's going to be an interesting change of pace from kind of the rapid buy-side environment, which is still going hot and heavy. But I think being able to focus on some of those bigger sell-side will be a fun, different change of pace.
And will those be sell-sides for big private equity funds? Will be sell-sides for independent companies, or a mix of both?
A mix of both, but the comment was primarily driven by the sale of platforms by private equity funds to other private equity funds. There's a fair amount of those in the pipeline.
Oh, just fantastic. I want to thank you, as always, for joining us, Holly Buckley, brilliant leader, started college at 16 years old, just incredibly bright and great drive and personal skills. Holly Buckley, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, as always, Scott. It's been a pleasure.